We're doing Yov. We're up to Perek Tet, Pasuk Tet Zayin, the ninth chapter, the 16th Pasuk. And Yov has been discussing that he knows God is way above and beyond our strengths. And he says, and the truth is that he knows that he cannot take God on, so to speak. He's so weak compared to God, he can't take God to task. And he says, therefore, even if I'm right, I don't know how to talk to him because I'm so little next to him. So what should I say? And should I beg? What's the point? He's not the one judging me. I believe he has given me over to the forces of nature. He's not taking any personal interest in me. And that's where we left off. Pasuk Tet Zayin. Im karati vayaneni lo aamin ki ya'azin koli. Eov says, if I do call out to God and he answers me, so then I wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't believe it was happening. Eov saying it seems so beyond my comprehension, beyond something that can actually happen. It seems so impossible to me that even if I actually called out to him and he answered me, I wouldn't believe that that's what's happening. I don't believe he could hear my voice. He's not. I don't believe he'd listen to me because I don't believe that that can happen because he's left me to the hands of nature. He doesn't get involved in what's going down here below. Now, we're going with the understanding of the Mtsudat Rashi says, "Lo aamin, lo uchal leaamin miyirati oto, ki ech lo erenu." That lo aamin doesn't mean I don't believe it'll happen, but I have so much awe, I wouldn't believe that's what's happening. Not because I think it's an impossibility that he'll have direct contact with me. Now we see here that what's at the there are two things at the root of what's bothering Eov. One is, he says, I don't deserve it. And two is, he says, so God isn't directly connected to me. Meaning there are two points. There's the point of I don't deserve what's happening to me. And there's the point of no connection with God. So God is distant. God isn't doing this to me. I'm at the hands of nature. There's no point in praying to him. There's no point in talking to him. These are two points within Eov's predicament. The actual pain and suffering, and the fact that he thinks he's all alone in his suffering, and that's on the pain, we can't undo the pain, but on the thought that he's all alone and there's no one to talk to, so we know that that's not so. And that's part of the root of the answer, which he's not yet hearing. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Asher bis'ara yeshufeini ve'hirba fitza'ai chinam. Eov describes it as though a passing wind caused all this affliction. Asher bisara, as a wind came to pass, yeshufeni, he either ground me down or wiped me out. He destroyed me in a passing moment with the passing of the wind. V'hirbaf etzai chinam, and he's made me have so many wounds, so many afflictions for nothing. I don't deserve it. I haven't done anything wrong. So Eov over here is saying, you know, God does intervene for people who are important. I'm obviously not important. So he says, I know God controls the world and sometimes he intervenes. Eov earlier discussed the city of Sodom and Amorah and the Mabel, and he says, I understand God controls the world beyond the affairs of nature. But he gets involved for people that are important. I am not important. So he says, on the one hand, God could have interfered on my behalf. On the other hand, he did not. He let nature just wipe me out. So it just happened in a moment. And that's why, to an extent, Eov does attribute his pain directly to God. So there's this duality. On the one hand, he's saying, God didn't judge me and decide I deserve this. But God didn't see fit to intervene on my behalf. Meaning, Eov saying, yes, God knows what's going on in the world, and God knows this is happening to me, and he's just not intervening on my behalf. I'm not worthy. And at the same time, he's saying it's unfair that God lets nature control what's happening here. He's not getting involved. Okay, I'm not worthy of getting involved for me. But at the same time, he's saying it's not fair that God created the world in a way that that nature seems to run the show. So he's not interfering. But then how is he letting me suffer like this at the hands of nature? Lo yiteneni hashev ruchi ki yasbiani mamerorim. He doesn't let me catch my breath, Eov says, because I'm constantly suffering with my bitterness. Now, when I read Eov, I keep thinking from the perspective of an oncology patient. I read Eov thinking of people in the oncology ward where they don't see a future and they're just suffering. And that's the closest thing I can imagine to what Eov's describing. Im lechoach amitz hinei ve'im lemishpat mi yo'ideini. And this pasuk is one of the more difficult pasukim in Eov. If im lechoach amitz, if we're going to talk about great strength, hinei, behold, he does have great strength. Ve'im lemishpat, and if we're talking about taking him to test, taking him to justice, mi yo'ideini, who's going to give me strength to stand up to him? That's an impossibility. Now that's what I just said. Now is Rashi's explanation. The Mitzuda explains, im lechoach amitz hinei, says like this. I know that God is omnipotent and he can do everything. So if I deserve, im lamishpat, im lechoach amitz, if God, so to speak, did all these things to me to show me his strength, well, I knew that. I knew he had the strength. And if it's ve'im lamishpat, and if it's because I deserve it, like my friends have been claiming, so then Eov says, I'm willing to stand to justice with anyone. Mi yo'ideini, who's going to come against me? Who's going to set a time, a mo'ed, a set time for me and him to meet, and let him prove me wrong. Let him prove that I deserve this. That's how the Mitzuda explains. Rashi explains the way we said earlier. And according to Rashi's explanation, Rashi was saying, how could I fight God? God is so much more powerful than me, and therefore I can't stand up to justice against him, because whatever I do, he'll win. And that's how Rashi explains the continuation of the psukim. Even if I'm just, God will make it that my mouth will testify against me. I won't be able to testify against him. Tamani, I am really whole. I know that I'm whole. Vayaksheni, but God made me so convoluted. Tamani lo edanafshi, I know I am complete, and nonetheless, I don't know how to find myself. Emas chayai, I'm disgusted with my life. That's how Rashi explains the order of the psukim. The Mitzuda says that no. He says that Eov's claim is, what is the purpose of these afflictions? If the purpose is that im lechoach amitz, to teach me his great strength, so hine, I'm aware of that. Ve'im lemishpat, and if the point is that I deserve it, it's just that I'm suffering like this, mi yo'ideini, who's willing to set a time with me to go to court? Im etzdak pi yalshieini tam ani vayaksheini. Eov says, is it possible that even though I'm just, it's all in question form, says the Mitzuda. Im etzdak pi yalshieini, should my mouth say I'm wrong when really I'm just? Im etzdak, if I am just, pi yalshieini, will my mouth say I am unjust? So, what, because of what I'm saying, you'll tell me I'm wicked? That's not true. Tamani, I know that I am whole and complete. I haven't done anything wrong. And now, vayaksheini, God has made me like one who is stubborn, one who is wrong, with all these afflictions, and I've not done any wrong to deserve this. So even if you'll tell me that now I've become sinful because I'm yelling against God, But you know what? God brought me to this. How could it be, imetzdak, if I was just until this point of suffering, piyal she'eni, can it be that just my mouth is what made me into a wicked person now? The fact that I'm yelling out of pain, I'm yelling towards heaven? How could that be? Tamani, I was whole. Vayaksheni, then God made me convoluted. If my whole sin is that which I'm yelling now, that can't be because God brought me to this. Tamani, lo eida nafshi, emas chayai. Iov says, and even though I know that I am whole, I have been honest, and you can't find any sin in me, I've done nothing wrong, nonetheless, Iov says, lo eida nafshi, I don't recognize my own soul because I consider myself dead. Emas chayai, I prefer death from life. How ordinarily a person that's whole, well, life should be whole for him. No, lo eida nafshi. I don't. It's as though I'm not connected with my soul. I'd rather be detached. Lo eida in Tanakh yediya is to connect, to know intimately. Emas chayai, Yov says, I don't want to know anything from life. I'm disgusted with life. Achat hi, and here's the punchline. Iov says, you know what, Bildad? You're telling me that when bad things happen to the righteous, it's for their benefit. Bad things to the wicked, that destroys them in a moment. And they never get up again. So, Iov tells him, Achat hi, al kein amarti, tam v'rasha, hu mechale. Iov says, there's one rule in the world. And I've decided that the things are just destructive. Al ken amarti tam v'rasha, whether a person is whole, whether a person is wicked, hu mechale. When this decree comes out, so it just destroys everyone all at once. Iov says, I've come to the conclusion there's no difference. It's like lightning suddenly hitting. It's not with intent. It just comes out. There's this law of nature. If someone gets sick, okay, you go to the ward, you'll see wicked, you'll see whole, you'll see everyone's together, it doesn't matter. You hit the ward and you realize, achati, there's just one makah, there's one plague, there's one affliction that just comes down to the world, and therefore I've come to the conclusion, says Iov, tam v'rasha u'michale, wipes out those that are whole and wicked the same way. Don't tell me, Bildad, what you've been saying. That for the whole people, when something bad happens to them, so then it's for good, and the bad things that happen to bad people, well, that's for their bad. That's not so. There's one rule in the world. So I say it all boils down to that, and according to Chazal, this is one of the more powerful psukim that Iov said, and it's borderline blasphemy what Iov saying. Iov's basically saying, you know, don't tell me good is still going to come of this. At the end of the day, there's the same pain and affliction for whether you're good or bad. Im shot yamit pitom limasat nikiyim yilag. Iov says, and even according to you, that the whip suddenly comes down and the wicked, after they've just gotten payback for any little good that they've done, they get hit down and they're destroyed. And the tzaddik, no, he's in pain, and then it gets better for him. So he all says, you know what? It's better for the wicked, because he sees day after day how those that were clean like me are suffering, and he has a good life. So what if at the end, in one second, he's destroyed? But that's his benefit. I wish I could die like that. Im shot yamit pitom, if the whip comes down and suddenly kills the wicked, lemasak nikim ilag, he has what to mock the pain of those that were clean, because he has an easy death. And what about me? I'm just suffering. Now, over here also, we went with the Metsudot because we're going with the Metsudot all along, but there's a totally different understanding here among other Mefashim. Im shot yamit pitom, nimasat nikim ilag, so if the whip can suddenly kill, So then it would seem that he is simply mocking the fact that those that were clean, they held up until that point. And basically, according to that understanding, he's going with a thought that Kohelet says, that at the end, everyone hits the grave. So what's the difference? At least the wicked die a sudden death. Fine, they're better off that way. Which again, we said, this goes back to the other answer to Eov's claims, and that is that Eov's looking at the world as a closed set. That's it. You die, it's over. And part of the answer to Eov's claim is that it ain't over. That's not so. The game isn't over when a person dies. In certain respects, the game's just begun. Eov's viewing the world in a very closed view, as though all that counts is the here and the now. Well, yes, in the here and the now, Eov's claims have great weight. But when we start looking at things from a broader perspective, a perspective of Olam Haba, eternal life, a life that's way beyond in time and in essence, way beyond this world, and this world is but, like Chazal tell us, but a hallway that leads into that world. So yes, we want to make the best of this world, but at the same time, it ain't over here. So Eov's claim, again, is within this set. Eov's very convincing, so we have to remind ourselves some of the faults in Eov's claims. Okay, and I think we'll have to pause here for now.